IVM.
कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. वेलकम टू द AMAs, a show which I had recently renamed Tiwari. Got a call from Mr. Tiwari, Gopal Dutt Tiwari, my friend. He said, please don't do that. I don't want to be associated with anything you do. Not your clothes, not your culture, not your family, and not your profession. So fair enough. So I am changing the name to Dutt, D-U-T-T. A, I can't pronounce it properly. And secondly, that's his real surname. Gopal, if you're listening, this is for you. People are asking what's going on all the time. I want to be very transparent here that we have no idea. That's the actual truth. We are just the people in the front. They send to fight. You remember the berserkers of Scandinavia? The berserkers are the mad, psychotic people they put in front because they don't have any fear of dying. So they go attack in the war and just go berserk, literally. And that's where the word comes from. So we, Abhay, sir, as he's known because he has white hair from childhood, Rishi and myself are the berserkers in the front. We are not told what to do except go. And then we attack, you know, like Rottweiler dogs. But in the fullness of time, apparently we will go back to certain formats and we are definitely getting our panelists back. So we will have the panelists once a week at least for now. And then we'll see what happens. It's like a government answer, but please remember, I'm limited in my knowledge. I'm not lying about that for now. Then later on, when I become the boss of IVM, take over, once I get my inheritance and I buy the company, things will change completely. It'll be only females available on podcasts with me. And it'll be great fun. And live will be 24 hours because I believe in the live format. I'm anti-live, non-live, because non-live is dead. So why have that paradox? Live it is. Okay, let's start the AMAs. These are questions asked by you people to ask. And for no reason, we have to answer because we have the time. Okay, Rishi Bhai is behind the camera. If I ever look like this, it's because I'm looking at Rishi. But we've tried to keep him right in front so the look remains the same.
Yes, are we going to name this show, like rename this show every week?
I think so. By renaming this show every week, I feel that we keep the flesh and bones alive. All right, because otherwise it becomes a government job. I've worked in 28 years, I've been in this bloody line, and very often do the same, the week that was, you know, MTV reloaded, MTV recycled, MTV Bakra, you know, it's the same thing. If we change the name, people remain interested who are working in front of the camera as well. Like yesterday, we had a lovely show, me and Amit, but Abhay sir, you fell asleep. And that's primarily because you didn't like the topic and also the name of the show. But if I fooled you with a new name, you'd at least listen for 10 minutes. This is why after every 1 year, the spouses should change. You agree? Close camera, Abhay sir. Send it to his wife right now. His beard will come off by Tuesday.
Okay, so the first question comes from Space Winter. What do you think every person should experience at least once in their lifetime?
Abject failure. I think if you have abject failure, you have the rest of your life to look forward to good things. So if you come from a position of low self-esteem, that's why I really think we should kill the spirit of children when they are young. Kid comes and says, daddy, daddy, I'm good looking. No, Bunty, you're an absolute truth. And if you just do that, then Bunty feels, then as Bunty grows older, there's no feeling of, you know, desperation and frustration because he knows he's nothing. And then if he does well, imagine how good that is. And if he doesn't do well, he's accustomed to it. So we've conditioned the kid correctly. So I'm all for abject failure. Please try it once in your life. Don't fool yourself and feel successful. There's no such thing. Everybody's a loser. The world is a loser and you're all going to lose. This is my positive reinforcement I want to give you early morning. Like, that's the time we are recording.
Like getting bullied in school, at least once.
Getting bullied in school is a beautiful thing. What is the bad thing? You let the person bully you. That's the best way to do it. You should accept that you're being bullied and just let it go. How hard is it? If a bully doesn't get a reaction after some time, anyway, the bully will stop. And secondly, you'll find a certain strength that you're after being beaten, slapped, kicked, your head been put in the toilet, you're still okay. This my wife does, by the way, to me. Abhay sir, stop laughing. I have to check out your marriage status. I'm very worried. I want to see your Insta. Are you one of those guys on... By the way, guys, this Insta family shit has to end. Too many people pretend that there are cracks in the marriage. Husband and wife smiling with their beautiful daughter. It's his birthday. Young Jahangir has turned 16. Who gives a flying F? You go and beat up your wife later. Or you spit on your kid. Your kid calls you names. I mean, tell us the truth. That's the Insta I want to watch. What do you say, Rishi?
Sure.
Yeah. Too much.
Oh, unfiltered.
Rishi's fallen asleep.
Yeah. Okay, so the next
one. Give me some cues just to say unfiltered every 5 minutes. I spat on the mic, by the way.
Fine, it's fine.
Yeah, but Kunal is recording next, so I'll spit
we
more.
We use another mic.
No, he's used to my spit. Abhay sir's cracking up. Didn't like our show yesterday, but Well, critic.
Gustavon Taurus asks, what's something so many people don't realize is actually rude to do or say?
Well, one thing I've noticed in my own family is that everybody interrupts. We are having a conversation. My poor daughter's trying to say something. My mother interrupts. Just continues with her own conversation. Please understand, in India, we have to do it like a college play. You say, then X says. You know, in college plays, the bad plays that we used to grow up on, you know. Hi, my name is Rani of Jhansi. Hi, I'm Kalia, the horse. Hi. So you got to wait and say your lines, you know, like that. So I do feel in India, people just overtalk. Look at me. I'm overtalking all the time. That's why I think Amit didn't like the panel discussions.
Yeah, that's our like most common comment.
Yeah, everybody's talking. But the worst part is...
No, you interrupt
me,
a lot.
So it starts, I'm taking blame for overtalking and then they start copying me. They're also overtalking. So now you've got 10 overtalkers. Okay, so I take the blame for starting it, but then everyone's overtalking. Sometimes I can't get a word in because they're all overtalking. Sometimes people like Naveen are on the phone overtalking while the show is live. I mean, that's what's going on. I mean, just, yeah. So I just think that we should learn how to give each other a little space so we can hear what the other person is saying.
So you should start it, right?
Except in marriage, because you don't want to hear in marriage. Okay. After some time in marriage, what is there to say? It's always a complaint. Yesterday, you know what she did? The lady who comes to curb. Okay. See, I'm not naturally 29. Okay. I'm 52. So a young lady comes to color my hair. This is not real.
You don't do it yourself.
How do I? My hair is up. How can I see? What's wrong with you, bro? I'm not Krishna.
Just
I
look at the
there,
mirror.
There. What are you talking about?
Look at the mirror, no?
But the mirror is not easy. Have you met bald people? No. They have to shave like that. It was not easy at all, bro. I can't do it. Anyway, she started screaming at that poor lady because the thing was in the hall. And that whatever it's called, that black thingy, paint or whatever will fall on her cushions or something. So she was shouting. And the poor lady's innocent. She's been called by us. It's not her business, na? It's my fault and it's her fault or whatever. So this woman is a vendor. She's come to do her work. You can't shout at her. This is the kind of situation marriage brings out. So I wanted to return her along with the hair color. Wow. The hair color was too black. So, but the hair color, the provision store said they won't take my wife Aisha. They took the color back though. Thank God.
Good.
Next time I'll try.
Yeah, sure. So the real deviant ask. Which conspiracy?
Have you realized that people are writing and have names like Real Deviant only? There's normal Arjun Khanna writing or something.
Funny user.
No simple name. Yeah.
Which conspiracy theory do you secretly believe?
Oh, there's so many that I actually believe. Like, for example, Elvis is alive because I was there at a Bappida concert and I couldn't tell the difference.
Wow.
You know, I mean, immediately I was like, you know, but he was singing Grin, Grin, Grin. How Grin is my country or something. I'll try and reprise
it. There's the rhyme.
No, we had done this thing called the Greenathon, I don't know, on NDTV. And for 3-4 years, they'd done it, create environment. Priyanka Chopra, Shah Rukh was part of it. Priyanka Chopra was the main brand ambassador. And me and Vikram, their main anchor, we used to anchor it or whatever and stay awake. We had to stay awake for 24 hours. That was the whole Greenathon. And one of the things is we cut to him in Cal. We cut to different celebrities all promoting awareness about environment and less usage of all this and very woke. And then he did this green, green, green thing live. So guys, listen to this. I don't want to be mean. He's a lovely guy. I really liked him. But you know, he's Bappida. I got to talk to him live. So this is the only part of the show that's not scripted when I get to talk to them. So I'm saying, hello, sir. We love you. We love you. Oh, thanko, thanko. No. So he says, sir, can you sing something? You're famous for your composing. Can you on the spot create a couple of lines for the environment? Okay. Push the glasses back more and went, grin, grin, grin. How grin is my country? And everybody with a straight face was like, fantastic, fantastic. It's a live format. The things we've done, I hope I can remember and write it down, boss. Because, you know, people think you're the biggest CHUT on the shows that you've done and all. But you got to see the people and what has happened, what we've... Oh, God, I got to write them down. This is unbelievable. Straight face. Thank you, sir. Well done. You know, it stays live. Everybody's watching. Good ratings. Everybody's, whole country is watching. Very scary, bro. Very scary. Yeah.
Okay, so the next one comes from Willing Sympathy. What's a common rule that you break regularly because you fundamentally disagree with it?
There are lots of rules. I have my own rules. Like, I don't know if it's a leftover of Mongolian dominance back in the 12th and 13th century. I don't like going back. So if I'm walking forward and my mom says, can you pass the pen? I say, mom, why didn't you tell me when I was there? No, I don't want to rewind. That's a huge issue with me. And people think it's like eccentric. It's not. I just get depressed. So I just hate rewinding. That's one thing that's a real problem with me. That's why I hate second takes and third takes. And I hate those guys who come on the show and want to do takes 12 times. Because you know, they just kill the whole spirit of what we're doing. That's why we like the live format. We alone want to do live format. Nobody else wants to. Want to make sure everything is tapered and controlled. What control? What fun is life if there's no romance of not knowing what's going to happen? That's what I told my wife. And now look at this, 23 years still together, boss. Really, BJP may not last 23 years. And that's a powerful symbol. Okay, we've got the lovely Suresh who's come in. At this point, I will order my eggs. Suresh, anda curry, huh? Nahin, band.
Today, there's only veg available.
Why, what is today? Oh, Ramzan started. Anda bhi nahin hai. Anda curry. Achha, toh omelet lana, phir aur kuch nahin milega. Toh, sorry guys, you have to interrupt the... This is a huge issue now. Because in our area, we won't be able to get any food for the next couple of hours. How sad. Oh, now I've got a real crisis. This is a rule I'd like to break. You know, change the timings so we can eat. Yeah.
What's like the maximum number of takes you're given, like in a certain project?
Oh, there must have been shows and all that. Not in MTV and all that. You know, nobody cares. But when you do films and all that, you do takes again and again. You fumble the lines. Light issue. There have been. I can't remember offhand, but there have been. You have to stay calm. What can you do? It's terrible. It's very painful. I really appreciate those artists who can do the 16th take with a lot of passion.
Yeah.
You lost interest by then, yeah. And sometimes it's a one line, two line. If it's a group scene, you got one line. You see the same freaking line with the same. You lost, you know, there's nothing left. The blood has left the body. And you still have to, suppose your line is, maybe who? You know, something short like that. Hmm. By the 16th take, you're like, maybe who? There's nothing left.
Yeah.
It's terrible, bro.
Okay, Fallen Knight asks.
Fallen Knight.
What do you
see? K-N-I-G-H-T or N-I-G-H-T?
Night.
Night.
What do you secretly and quietly judge other people for?
That's a huge issue with me. Right now I'm judging Rishi's damn shoes. They irritate me. Yeah. Because I'm a little anti-brand, you know. So that first year, I'm like, why do you guys get into this whole thing? Why can't you just come in chappals?
Sure.
You're a freaking engineer. Why do you need these stupid shoes? You're not playing for Man City. You like Man City.
Yeah.
I don't have these. He wastes so much money on shoes. From my perspective. Look at me. I have Manik Unwala's shoes. I was telling Homi on the show, which will come up. These are my shoes. You know, if you see my Insta, you'll see them. These have been the shoes for the last 8-9 years. I mean, they're all
these are good for ice skating.
Oh, they're great. I have no problem. Like I said, in the gym, today I squatted and all that. I take everything off. Not everything. I'm not John Cena. I take off the shoes and the socks. Yeah.
So.
Oh, Abhis, I just walked out and how amateur is this show? I mean, I like it. Call Tejas in. Tejas is our head of production. So he's still with us. Huh?
So you secretly and quietly judge other people for everything.
Oh, yeah. Everything. Everything irritates me and all that. In the gym, I'm like a very judgmental guy. Because people, you know, at least where the soft gyms that I go to, like Bombay Gymkhana and all that, most people are not interested in working out. So they irritate the hell out of me. Oh. Because you get up in the morning, you come there at 6, 6.30. What are you doing? Stretching, trying to change TV channels, trying to sign books, trying to put on leather gloves, trying to look out of the window, trying to find water. They don't hit the weights. There's just no passion. Now, Abhay sir is different. Every 10 minutes, he'll cross the camera just to irritate us. Oh, now he's going from behind the camera. Oof, be careful, camera. Don't let him violate you. Oops, this is going to be... I wish you could see what I can see. Abhay sir is now delicately, like a young gymnast, gone between two cameras and sat quietly. Yeah. Why are we calling you Abhay sir? Do you insist on sir? The moment you have a beard, people start calling you sir. See, this is another judgment thing. The person has a beard, he's wise. The person has a beard, he's great. The person, you have to show him respect. What rubbish? It's nonsense. Just because you have a beard, it means nothing. Especially if you're a woman with a beard. Just calm down, man. Woman.
Huh. Have you seen a woman with a beard?
I have. Have you seen my family?
Oh. Okay. Okay, now.
By the way, beta, you must understand the estrogen levels go down with women. Hmm. And as just like test levels go down with us. In fact, both hormones go down with everyone as you get older. So all the women folk tend to get a little more hairy as they age because of a hormonal imbalance leading to menopause. As a student of elder women, I know all this.
A doctor, Brocha, right?
I wouldn't say doctor. Let's just say nurse. Okay. I'm in between exams.
Okay, PowerFit asks, if you could telepathically say something to all 8 billion people on earth, what would you say?
Bro, one thing I'll say is be on time. I don't mind that you hate each other and you're going to have battles and wars and all this rubbish conflicts. But please come in, Nev. Don't worry. But be on time. I just find that this, as I get older, that's the one thing I can't tolerate is this time issue. And if you're, you know, opening a road in Mumbai or whatever, just don't hold up people for half an hour. Because that's the paradox of what you're trying to do is make it a faster world for all of us. And then you make it a slower world by having this inauguration. What's with that? Oh man, don't start me off.
Just do it online.
I don't want to talk to 8 billion people. Hmm. I don't like humanity. I'll talk to maybe 1 billion. And 7 billion, they can go to hell. Wow. Which they probably will anyway. Right, Abhay? Not the sir? Now there's a lag. Now after Abhay, I need to say something. So can I say Abhay Banchot? Done. From sir to Banchot didn't take long.
Wow. From 3 syllables to 2. Okay. The Mr. Riddle asks, is there a universal concept of beauty Or is it purely subjective and culturally influenced?
I'm sick of the way it's culturally influenced. And that, oh, I mean, the that fair people are pretty or tall people are good looking or, you know, you got to have a V shape for a man and a curvy shape, an hourglass figure. I'm sick of all that. Honestly, it's redundantly stupid that you just have these rules and you just follow them in terms of beauty. Beauty is anyone who says yes to sleep with you. That should be the rule. Right, Abhay? Pencho?
Did you see the John Cena picture?
I did. I was trying to see it. You made me start shooting that thing when he walked in. Yeah. But I couldn't make out. So he's John Cena's covered himself with a cue card,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's absolutely nothing. I mean, how can you say for sure? You don't know. Yeah. Can't make out.
Okay, so 128 Fury asks, if you had to introduce someone to the Beatles through one album, which one would it be and why?
Okay, firstly, I would not do that. Like I told you, my father taught me from a young age that test cricket is for purists. You don't have to make other people watch. We are happy to be a minority. The more the minority, the more classy the thing is. So I don't want people to listen to the Beatles. Please go to hell. What do I care? Yeah. Why should I do that? Why should I influence anyone? I play my music whenever I can. If people like it and they start, oh, I like it. I want to hear more. Fine, great. Otherwise, you can, with the 7 billion people I don't care for, you know, just go to that side of the earth and push you off. Not interested. I think really, frankly speaking, we shouldn't influence other people in a very blatant, open way. I've never told anyone to work out, which I love doing. I never tell anyone to listen to the music I like or watch cricket or play with dogs or be kind to animals. I always tell them, just do me a favor, lock yourself in a room and never come out. That's the only thing I tell people. And I think that's a very humanitarian thing to say, Abhay Benchot. I just like saying it.
Okay, now Miss Manic.
He's missing, sir. Okay. What about compromise? Abhay, Sir Benchot.
Wow. You're giving a middle and
a last. Funny if you're a kid in class and a teacher lets you talk like that. Sir, Benchot! Sir, jawab hai mere paas. Sir, Benchot, 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 please, please. What fun that would be, man.
Would the government allow to give such a name?
Why not? Why is the government got to play a role here? This is your family decision, no?
Sure, yeah.
When you name God's names and all, that's allowed in the various cultures of the world and all that, right? Like in South America, they have Jesus and all that. Here we have Krishna, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who should draw the line? If you're going from God downwards, you can go anywhere. And Abhay Sir Benchot, this is somewhere in the middle.
Okay, Miss Manik's question is, what advice would you give to someone who is considering a sober lifestyle, but is hesitant to take the first step? And how has your life changed since you
giving
became
up
sober?
Alcohol.
And what positive impacts have you noticed?
There are no positive impact. Life sucks. But the main thing is that if you can't control the alcohol, which I reached a point where I can't control, then you got to stop. Otherwise, you go to jail, lose your family, etc. Now, of course, I regret it. Would have loved to lose the family. But so that's if you're in that situation. A lot of people, like I would say Kunal, my drinking partner, actually could control his alcohol. He's not really a power drinker. He likes to enjoy alcohol. He likes the taste of it. So he could have continued. But unfortunately, because of his fat stomach, pancreatitis. It's not, there's an extra tit there.
Pancreatitis.
Yeah. It's pancreatitis or something. Pancreatitis. Bencho, sir. So because of that, he can't drink. So if you can control, like my wife has a beer every now and then because they drink normally. You know, the Western world, a lot of people just drink normally, right? They have wine in the morning. Australia, I remember when I went there for a 2-day visit. So I'm whatever. If you can handle it, you can handle it. I don't think alcohol is that bad. But if you can't handle it, it's the person. It's like the gun. It's not the issue, it's the person, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying we should give everybody a gun to see whether they can, you know, live in peace or not. And then, you know, once you shoot your cousin or whatever, then we say, okay, no gun for you. But thank God, one less Indian. In that sense.
Yeah.
In population sense.
What's the first step they should take?
For alcohol?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, if you're like, so I was a binge drinker, so Friday night was the issue. So I have to stay away from the weekend. Monday to Thursday is no problem. Nothing will be a problem. I never touch it. Very disciplined. In the first half of the week. So it depends on your whatever. I would say the first step is whatever the main habit is, that don't wait. That main habit has to stop immediately. So if you're a daily drinker at 9 o'clock, then 9 o'clock, find something else to do immediately. Yeah. But then again, please don't give up alcohol because I'm saying so. Give up alcohol because you really want to. Because somebody else is telling you what difference is going to make anyway because they're doing it from their objective, you know, perspective from outside. Now, Abhay Sir Benchot, for example, is still drinking heavily.
Yeah.
And the only reason I asked him, give me 3 reasons why you're drinking today.
He just went out to take a shot.
No, yeah, he just took a shot. But I asked him, so give me 3. And you know what the reasons are?
Yeah.
I, V, M. Right, sir?
Okay, the last one. Have you heard about the Ship of Theseus?
The Ship of Theseus. Didn't that guy win some Oscar or something? Not Oscar, but one of these. He won some Sun Film Festival, Nas Bar, Midnight Queen, African Safari Award or something. Rambing
okay,
me.
Okay, so
I forget the boy's name. Kapadia? Something Kapadia or something?
We'll have to look it up.
What kind of researcher are you? When Joe Rogan so talks, that Jamie is immediately tuck. Joe Rogan doesn't need to do anything. It's just fed.
So what it means is if all the parts...
I miss Parsh.
Okay, so what it means is if all the parts of a ship are replaced over time, is it still the same ship?
Oh.
At what point does it cease to be the original ship?
Right. So this is like Bollywood girls. Bollywood women, after some time, they get their hair done, their head done, their chest done, their shoulders done. Are they the same woman?
Yeah.
You have to ask the father or mother because even the husband won't know. Mm. But like, are you the same? Because 80% is manufactured afterwards. At your death, say 83% of you is from somewhere else. Only 17% DNA is left. So it's a very tough question. But you're mistaking me for a philosopher. I'm not a philosopher. I'm a guy who wants to remove human beings from the earth. But I want it to happen in a natural way. I don't want to kill people like, say, Putin in Ukraine or what's happening in the Gaza Strip, etc. I don't want to do that, you know, in that confrontational manner. But I would, if you just call up and say, Gaya, I'm not going to cry.
So you would be Team Thanos then?
But he's a villain. Thanos is a proper villain. Bro, you're not following that story. Okay, I'm a passive villain. It's a different thing. That's an active villain.
But still, again, you could snap to make the half population go away.
Well, let's just say that I don't want to do anything, but if it was to happen, as long as they don't disrupt my cricket schedule, okay.
Yeah.
Abhi, sir, is that too much? I said sir instead of Benchot, sir. I have to say Benchot twice to make up. Benchot, sir. I have to. Because he's getting fake respect. He doesn't want it. Why did you grow the beard? There must be a reason. Oh, okay. That's also true. I can't grow a beard.
Yeah.
I have to wear those fake mustaches and beards to impress women. Yeah. Imagine 52 and I'm going to wear
And you can do a beard implant as well.
You can, but then that's a waste of money. I'd rather use it on another body part if I had to use an implant. At 52, why waste it on beard? What kind of moron? This is like Dumb and Dumber. They go in and what should we repair in the 50s? I think hair. Okay, fine. And hair on the chin that too. Not even hair on the head. What a moron.
We're done? Yeah, that's all the questions.
Then let's all wish, people watching, please wish Abhay Sir Benchot for his birthday. When is your birthday? 22nd June, coming soon. My wife is on 3rd June. So between my wife and you, we'll take a break and discuss it. Fair enough. Oh, Niv's birthday is which day? Oh, I'll be in Kolkata. 18th March, please wish Nivedita with 10,000 rupees in gold.
Yeah.
Or cash is, not cash, let's not take cash. Send a bearer's check. Okay? Yeah. Done. How do they listen to everything I say? 7 billion don't listen, 1 billion listens.
Let's do the outro, and if you have any more questions.
And if you have any more questions, we are doing the outro. I've been told to do it, so I'll do it. Please send it to our What Cyrus Says, right? That's
simple. @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. What Cyrus Says @gmail.com. But you can even text us. You have Sparsh's number. He passes it on. He's now working for Kunal. So that's not going to last long. So he'll probably come back soon. All right. So What Cyrus Says, @gmail.com. Send soon. Send anything you want. We are here to pass time. And we need to pass time. But what else is there to do? Right? From Abhay Sir Benchot, myself, Rishi and Niv, it's bye-bye. Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.